Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get us started. We have a lot of competition today. The Rudd Center and Yale University have published a huge report on, they were monitoring some of the fast foods and the choices children were making at these fast food restaurants and so forth. And so it's been on the Good Morning Today and quite a bit of national publicity, in addition to all the other multiple concurrent sessions that are going on. So we'll just maybe allow people to trickle in. So first of all, thank you very much for coming to our session on Latino childhood obesity prevention. We've got a great group of panelists and a discussant here with you to present today. And I'm going to give you just a few kind of overview facts on what we know about Latino childhood obesity. My name is Amalie Ramirez, and I am the director of the Robert Wood Johnson Program Salud America for the a National Research Prevention Research Network. So again, thank you for being here today. Our particular session is going to focus on the cultural, built environment, and policy aspects and potential solutions to this epidemic. As you know, our youth today will be the first to not outlive their parents because of the problems that we're having with obesity, and we need solutions today. In addition to the problem of childhood obesity, we also know that the Latino community is growing very rapidly. Today, we number almost 50 million, and by 2050, the projection is it'll be over 132 million, and thus there'll be for every one in three children will be of Latino descent in the United States. So this is a factor in addition to knowing that many of our Latinos are less likely to have health insurance, their incomes tend to be lower, and less likely to have greater than high school education. So all of these complexing factors really contribute to the health disparities that they're facing, not only in childhood obesity, but other chronic diseases as well. And as you can see in this chart here, Mexican-American boys ages 2 to 19, there is the red line for them. I don't have a pointer. But they have higher rates of obesity than African-American and non-Hispanic white counterparts. And this trend is increasing and not is on the increasing, not decreasing side. Is it too much of an echo? Okay. All right. and then this, let's see, for the girls ages 2 to 19 among Mexican American, also on the red line, while they're not as obese as African American girls, we're still seeing that they are have higher obesity levels than non-Hispanic whites. And this slide is also represents a disturbing side. We all know the many negative aspects of obesity, not only in terms of medical costs, but as well as the associated costs with contributing to heart disease, cancer, and also reducing lifespan. But this situation is especially more important for the Latino community, that half of our newborns today will be developing diabetes. And as you can see here on the far right of this particular table, you'll see that the lifetime risk for developing diabetes increases with race and ethnicity and gender, particularly among the Mexican-American cohort, the Hispanic cohort here. So what can we do about it? This is when we had an opportunity and responded to a Robert Wood Johnson initiative to develop a research network looking at Latino childhood obesity issues. And the research network is called Salud America. The research network was launched in 2007, and our mission was not only to build researchers who wanted to study this issue of Latino childhood obesity, but also to build a field of advocates to encourage environmental change. Okay, thank you very much. Let's see if that's a little better. And what we've done with Salud America is we've built a network of over 1,700 individuals so far have joined to become part of the network. And although it's a virtual network, we're utilizing the network in many different ways. The Salud America Project, we're a national program of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and it's housed at the Institute for Health Promotion Research at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, of which I direct. But we've incorporated a number of innovative aspects into our messaging, and there was just an interesting presentation prior to this one on the importance of our new communications tools. And so we're really trying to push information out to the community about Salud America on a different number of, we're Twittering, we're on YouTube, but most of all, we're providing some of the latest research information that we have on Latino childhood obesity. We've also produced an award-winning video. If anybody needs, you can download it to show it to your communities about the impact that childhood obesity is having in our communities. One of the first things that we did after we were awarded is that we really wanted to find out what did community leaders and researchers think were the most important aspects that we should focus on. So we did a Delphi to use our research network through the virtual network, and we conducted the survey, and we got their responses. We used that information to guide our ability to develop a call for proposals, and we were able to fund 20 pilot projects across the United States. And at the same time, we're using this information to develop the first research priority agenda in Latino childhood obesity. And what we found here is that our community was telling us we really needed to focus on family, community, and school. And within each of these major research areas, we had subtopic areas. For example, under the family, we had how do you go about engaging Latino families as advocates of childhood obesity prevention initiatives at the community and school level. So this was a sub-research objective within the overall family research area. Through this process, we were able to fund, as I mentioned, the 20 pilot projects across the United States, and these are the individuals that we were able to fund. And there was two-prong opportunities here. One is that we wanted to increase the skills and experience of researchers who were working to reduce and prevent obesity among Latino children, and secondly, to identify the most promising, relevant strategies to reduce and prevent Latino childhood obesity. As I mentioned, of the 20 that we funded, 6 were junior investigators. We wanted to bring new people into the field, and 14 were investigators who may have been doing other types of research, but not necessarily childhood obesity research. We funded 11 projects that focused on the family, 6 on community, and 3 school projects. And so today we have 3 wonderful panelists and a great discussant, and each one of you is going to share where they are in terms of their pilot project. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to introduce each one of them individually, and then they'll come up and give their presentation, and we'll take questions after that. So our first presenter will be Dr. Sherry Barkin. She is the professor of pediatrics and director of the Pediatric Obesity Research and Diabetes Research and Training Center, and she's also the chief of general pediatrics at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. She earned her medical degree at the University of Cincinnati and completed her pediatric residency at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. Her research has focused on examining the effectiveness of pediatric office-based interventions and the development of connections from the office into the community to create sustainable health effects. She is also an NIH-funded researcher, and she currently examines the effect of family-based community-centered interventions to shift early weight trajectory for young children at a critical window of development. Our second speaker will be Dr. Cristina Barroso, and she's an assistant professor of health promotion and behavioral sciences at the University of Texas School of Public Health in the Brownsville Regional Campus. Her research focuses on community-wide obesity prevention campaigns targeting both adults and children. She's earned her master's degree and doctorate in public health from the University of Texas School of Public Health at Houston. And our third presenter is Dr. Emma Sanchez, and she received a doctorate of science in social epidemiology from Harvard University School of Public Health. She is an assistant professor at San Francisco State University and the Department of Health Education, and she's also a Kellogg Health Scholar at the University of California, San Francisco, Berkeley Center on Social Health Disparities. Her research focuses on social policy and environmental determinants of population health and health disparities, with an emphasis on obesity across the lifespan. Her research devotes special attention to groups defined on race and ethnicity, social economic position, and immigrant status to shed light on the possible ideologic factors underlying the obesity epidemic, along with disparities across social groups. And then our discussant will be Dr. Larry Green. He's also the chair of our San Antonio Salud America Advisory Committee, and he currently is an adjunct professor of epidemiology and biostatistics in the School of Medicine and co-leader of the Society Diversity and Disparities Program at the Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of California at San Francisco. Prior to that, he was at CDC, and he was a distinguished fellow visiting scientist to study what accounted for the success of tobacco control in the last third of the 20th century and how we might take those lessons to other areas of public health. And this is where his expertise has helped Salud America invaluably. But most important, he's an international leader in health education and health promotion, and we are delighted that he is playing this role as discussant and also providing us with leadership within Salud America. And I'd like to also introduce Dr. Judith Otteson, who is helping us in the assessment of our policy endeavors within Salud America as well. And we're coming up with some interesting paradigms that we hope to be publishing and sharing soon, or if not, wait to hear from us next year. And before I introduce our first speaker, I'd like to have you all really encourage you to get involved in Salud America. Here's our website. Come and learn more about us, and let's have a wonderful exchange of information with you, and let us know how we can help you as well. So, Sherry, I'd like you to come up.